From our Stars and Dogs segment, it's time for this week's star.
Now we're going to look at our star of the week. That is Sorrel Auto Products or Parts. Its symbol is SORL on the NASDAQ market in the US. The company is a tier one supplier of brake and control systems to the commercial vehicle industry. It is a market leader for commercial vehicle brake systems such as trucks and buses in China. The company distributes products both within China and internationally under the Sorrel trademark. It is listed among the top 100 auto component suppliers in China. Now, this past week, the company announced its financial results for the fourth quarter of 2016 and the year ending December 31st, 2016. The stock jumped 18% on Friday, this past Friday alone, and was up 25% on the week, and has jumped 116% in the last year. Now, what is driving the stock? Well, strong reported earnings growth is what we typically see driving most stocks long-term. Now, the fourth quarter numbers that came out from this company, net sales for the fourth quarter rose 45% to $82 million. Net income rose to 43 cents per share from 31 in the same period last year. For the year, sales were up 24% to $272 million. Net income was up 44% to about a dollar per share, up from 69 in the same period of 2015. Now, the outlook going forward for Sorrel is actually fairly positive. For the fiscal year 2016, management expects net sales to be around $300 million. Last year we were looking at, or this past year that we just reported there was about $271 million, so decent growth on that. And net income management is expecting in the range of $21 million. That would be up from around 19.2. So the growth is slowing, but there's still growth there. Now, our take on this stock. On paper, the numbers look strong. Heck, with a dollar per share in earnings in 2016, the stock is trading at about, and with the stock trading at about 380 and change, the PE or price to earnings multiple is 3.8. Okay, you compare that to the market average of 19, and you know, at this point we say something doesn't add up. It is true that growth is projected to slow in 2017, but that would not account for a PE multiple this low. And the company, like we said, is still looking for above average growth rates in 2017. So what is the issue here? Our issue, and likely why the market is applying such a low multiple to the stated earnings on SORL, is not really company specific. It deals generally with North American listed and China based stocks. See, Sorrel Auto Parts is a Delaware based company, but it is operating in China through a 90% ownership in what is known as a Sino-Foreign joint venture. Again, the numbers look great, but we are not comfortable with the accounting and auditing standards in Sino-Foreign joint ventures, as the track record of these corporations have been checkered at best in the past. We are certain that some are run by good people and keep great accounts, but the risk levels are just too high to justify an investment despite the tempting valuations on paper. And you can see that the market, despite what look like good earnings, good solid growth, and a relatively decent balance sheet here, is not affording the company any type of multiple really on the stock. So Sorrel Auto Parts is our star of the week, but we would steer clear of the stock.